Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, wow, wow! The World Cup is almost over. The World Cup for the girls' soccer team is almost over. Now, the Americans were the defending champions, but they were eliminated over the weekend by Sweden. Now, Sweden will play Japan on Friday. Now, the second best team who's supposed to win this thing is England. Oh, yeah. England is still winning. England will play Saturday at 6 a.m. So you got the Americans, who are the number one team in the league, who got eliminated. Then you got the England, London, England, who will play on Saturday. They're the second best team in the league, in the World Cup. And if they get eliminated, then who's going to win? Who will win this thing? We'll see who will win this thing. And maybe, what is it, next Sunday? Next Sunday is it. Next Sunday is the final of the World Cup. We'll find out who raises that trophy for the girls. Won't be the Americans, but we'll see who wins. We are two months away until the start of the NHL season. Now, 2 months ago, the Golden Knights were victorious. They are the first team in franchise history to win a championship game in Las Vegas. The Vegas Golden Knights won against Florida, but the Penguins are looking good. They've been busy. Kyle Dubas, the new team president, his assistant president is Jason Spencer. How about that? And Mr. Dubas has been, like I said, busy man. He gets one of the Vegas guys. I forget which one he got. Then resigned, sorry. Get some, people who can help the Penguins. Then he just got this over the weekend. He gets Erik Karlsson from San Jose, sending Ruda, Pella, and Gremlin gone, and Casey Smith Gonzo. Gremlin was nothing. He was a Ron Hextall has-been. That's all Gremlin was. Ruda was a has-been like Hextall. Pella was the same. Tom Dillon was cleaning the trash out. Basically, he was taking the trash out, and that's what he did. He took the trash and put it on the sidewalk, and the garbage man came by and put it right in the dumpster where it belongs. Gremlin, Pella, and Ruda, both trash. Now, Casey Smith was good. He was okay. He was decent. But he was already here before Hextall was even in the picture. So I can't call him a Ron Hextall has-been. But I can call how I can call basically Gremlin, Peta, and Ruta, and Ron Hextall has been, because Hextall's the one who signed them. So basically, the Penguins got rid of the trash. Eric Carlson is a better fit, is a better person, and is a better defenseman than Peta and Ruta. Gremlin, like I said, came over in a trade with the Predators. I forget who Hextall got out of that deal. He must have put it out of his back pocket and said, here you go. My God, the crapper. But Gremlin did nothing. He's terrible. Even Gremlin admitted it, that he was nothing. Miguel Gremlin was terrible. The Penguins did their job, and now they can chase the cup. Once again, still got Malkin. You still got Crosby. You still got Letang. And now you got Carlson. This is going to be tense. This is going to be something. I'm going to see this. This is going to be good. We'll see what happens in 2 months. Well, the Pirates lost against the Braves. The Braves came back in the ninth inning. But, you know, when you play a good team like the Braves and you beat them once, beat them again, what you do is take the series. Right? Right. You win tomorrow and win Thursday. And if they can do that, they'll be just fine. The Pirates are 51-62 on the season. 50 wins before this, you know, last year at this time, the Pirates were what? In the close. They weren't even close. So the Pirates, you know, wait basically a little bit of time being during this offseason. But Bob Nutting doesn't do nothing. Derek Shelton will be fired. He should be fired. I don't know if he will, because it's Bob Nutting won the team. Clint Hartle was a better coach than Derek Shelton. Right now, Clint Hartle is the only coach, Jim Leland, who was the only one who got the Pirates in the playoffs. Was the only one. So, I know you got rid of Hartle because he was here for 10 years. But why would you get rid of a guy who got you in the playoffs twice? Twice! Not once, but twice! Or three times. It was one of them. It was three or twice. So I don't understand why they think everything is not good for the Pirates right now. They did not want, they did not have to do that. They did not have to get rid of Clint Hartle for Derek Shelton. Derek Shelton has been here for 4 years, has done absolutely nothing. You start the season 20-8? And then the wheels start to come off on the track. You bring back McCovey. You bring in Carlos Santana. You bring in Rich Hill. Rich Hill. And then you have to trade Rich Hill. G-Man Troy was here, too. He got traded. And then you got rid of Carlos Santana, who's in Milwaukee now. And Haley, what, Jimon Troy, or what, in Arizona with the Diamondbacks? McCutcheon stays. Bednar stays. Mitch Keller stays. So what is the Pirates' formula for next season? What do they do with these prospects for next season? Don't know. It depends what they want to do. What Bob Nutting does, it's just like the NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell and Gary Bettman, the NHL Commissioner. All Mr. Nutting does, but this time Bob Nutting, the owner of the Pirates, those two morons are just commissioners. But Nutting sits back. And just says, I can't win.
I'm the Miz, and I'm awful.
So Bob Nutting just sits back and just like this, sits back and relax and says, oh, well, and does nothing. He's terrible. Bob Nutting needs to sell the Pirates. There was a lot of offers to Bob Nutting, and he turned them down. Even Mario Lemieux offered to buy the Pirates, and he goes, the Pirates ain't for sale. Well, you know, it's time for you to go. Maybe you're the problem. Maybe Bob Nutting is the problem. I think that's what it is. He's the problem, and that's how it is. Football season starts this week with preseason. We had the Hall of Fame game last week with Aaron Rodgers and the Cleveland Brownies. The Cleveland Browns won the game. Aaron Rodgers didn't even play. He was there just to be an asshole, to be a spectator. And with his little goofy haircut, he looks like a homo. You know, he's going around, I love New York. I love New York. I love New York. I love New York. The hell up, Aaron. Nobody gives a damn about you. I don't even care about you. Aaron Rodgers wants more for himself. So that's what it is. That's what I have to say about Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to go to a dark retreat and think about my season. Well, we're going to see how that dark retreat works, because he will play his first preseason game this weekend, I believe. And we're going to see how the season goes as well for Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to do a dark retreat for 4 days. I'm going to think about myself, about the dark, about my season, about my future, what I want in myself in my lifetime. Hopefully I can take a good pee at the end of the night, and then to take a nice shit as well. Aaron Rodgers, like I said, this dark retreat crap he did, he pulled back and after the season was over, came out refreshed. He came out like a new man, a new thing. I know what I'm doing. So maybe I should try that dark retreat too. But Aaron Rodgers doing a dark retreat must have helped him relax, because now he's relaxed. Aaron Rodgers is now ready for the season. He came out all refreshed, and then we're going to trade him to the Jets. He got excited. Basically, he wouldn't retire, they said. But it came out refreshed. I'm good now. Here I am. I'm out of my dark retreat. Probably in his mansion home. He's just sitting there, probably playing with himself in his mansion house in the dark side. I'm out of the dark retreat. That's probably what he did. What a moron. The Steelers will play the Buccaneers this Friday. And I'm hearing that Tom Brady will be in attendance at that game. that's going to be cool to see Tom Brady, the greatest of all times. Tom Brady at the Steelers and the Bucks game down in Tampa. Now, Kenny Pickett will play, I'm hearing. Mitch Trubisky will play. Mason Rudolph will play. See how good Baker Mayfield really is. We're going to see how good he really is in a preseason game. Now you can see when your top bull's looking on the sideline how good he really is in a game. He's been sucking in practice. He's been terrible. Now, Mike Evans has to back him up because that's his teammate. He can't say anything bad about him because if he does, you know, Bobby would be kicked off the team. But it's my situation that how they say it, because I know I'm right. I know I'm right. Say about, you know, the Steelers, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and like I said, I think Baker Mayfield is going to drown. He's going to piss off Mike Evans. He's going to piss off Chris Godwin. Okay? You know, Tom Brady made these two guys stars. He made them champions before he left. Now you bring in a loser like Baker Mayfield who's going to suck. They should start the rookie. But it's Baker's team, I believe, I'm hearing. Baker Mayfield is the guy. Baker Mayfield's the guy. That's all I'm hearing. Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield can go kiss a coupon or whatever, a coupon, whatever, and a tomato and lettuce, and he'll still suck. That's how bad he really is at football. We'll see what happens in Tampa this year. Ladies and gentlemen, my musical guest here for tonight's show, they were here last night. Ladies and gentlemen, here are the Rolling Stones.
I know.
Tonight, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow here on Block Talk Radio.
I didn't hear you on the first time.